American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A bipartisan House task force will investigate the Trump assassination attempt and the reported security failure so far. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says local authorities have uncovered more truth about the assassination attempt than the feds.
I hope that it will. I hope that their investigation, when this task force gets started, will really truly get to the bottom of it. Because so far, we've heard from Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, Kim Cheadle on Monday on the House Oversight Committee, where she would not answer a single question.
House Republicans are condemning the claim by FBI Director Christopher Wray to Congress that former President Trump may not have been hit by a bullet during the July 13th attack. Texas Republican Congressman and former Trump White House doctor Ronnie Jackson accused the FBI chief of aiding the former president's enemies.
This is absolutely ridiculous that he would make a comment like this. This degrades any level of credibility that this man may have had. All he does is add fuel to the fire for the morons and the assassination deniers like Joy Reid and Keith Olbermann and other idiots like that.
Republican lawmakers are scrutinizing the record of Vice President Harris as she completes the first week of her 2024 campaign. California Republican Congressman Vince Fong says she's been a failure on at least one particular issue.
You look at the border. San Diego right now is the most active location when it comes to illegal immigration. She's rebranded herself so many times. And as a Californian, I've had a front row seat to all the failed policies that have come out of her career.
And Harris is being criticized for her failure to quickly condemn the violent protests that broke out during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress Wednesday. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler says the vice president's actions represent a trend within her party.
It's frankly unconscionable that there is a growing segment within the Democratic Party that has taken on the task of supporting a terrorist organization, of repeating and regurgitating their propaganda and their hatred.
Prime Minister Netanyahu meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida today, and a pro-Israel advocate says it will be delicate.
The Israeli leader is wrapping up his visit to the United States with a meeting with the man he hopes will be back in the White House next year. Netanyahu made an impassioned speech before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, then met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday to discuss negotiations for a ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas terrorists. Gary Bowers, chairman of the Campaign for Working Families, who has served on the board of Christians United for Israel.
It's a delicate meeting for the Prime Minister of Israel. I'm glad they're meeting. I think it's important that they meet because they have a strong relationship, and it is very likely that they will be working together again in the not-too-distant future.
Bauer says it is a sign that nobody should believe this propaganda from the left.
Oh, the world is scared to death that Donald Trump will become president again. They love Joe Biden. They want his policies to continue. Quite the contrary. This administration is loved by those European countries that have embraced socialism. So I'm glad the two are meeting, but I think Benjamin Netanyahu will be very careful not to say anything again that will look or make him vulnerable to the charge that he's interfering in American politics.
I'm Chad Groening.
A former White House press secretary is set to take questions on the Afghanistan withdrawal. Jen Psaki will sit for a closed-door interview with the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Psaki was the White House press secretary during the chaotic exit from Afghanistan. Members want to know more about false statements made by Psaki. Committee member Tim Burchett of Tennessee.
Our rules of engagement got those people killed, and this White House shares in that blame because the Marine Corps sniper, if you remember, I asked him in testimony if he saw the suicide bomber, and he told me not once but twice they had him in their sights. They could have taken him out. 13 brave Americans and so many more Afghans and just innocent people, other military members would have walked away from that.
Wall Street made a comeback Thursday from its worst loss since 2022. U.S. futures and oil prices also rose early today. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.